Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm eager to learn.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? And while we're at it, what would you like to know about our voice AI services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. Hi. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hi, Mary. Nice to hear from you. I don't have personal experience, but I do know Dasha.ai is well-regarded in the voice AI space. We specialize in creating natural conversational AI that can handle calls, automate customer interactions, and boost engagement. Would you like me to share more about how we help companies like Vector Solutions?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. No worries about the audio. Technology can be tricky sometimes, right? When it comes to lead generation and revenue growth, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects efficiently and having engaging conversations that convert. It can be time-consuming and costly. How does your AI approach tackle these challenges?
Tell me more about reaching prospects efficiently and having engaging that convert.
Sure thing. Well, reaching prospects efficiently means using AI to automate the initial outreach, like making calls or sending messages so your team can focus on warmer leads. Our AI sounds natural and adapts to conversations, which helps keep prospects engaged rather than feeling like they're talking to a robot. This boosts conversion rates because the interaction feels genuine and personalized. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that question. 12 months from now, using your service, I'd imagine a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle. More time for the sales team to close deals instead of chasing cold calls. Revenue would be noticeably up and customer interactions would feel smooth and natural thanks to your AI's human-level conversations. Plus, the team would be freed up to focus on strategy and growth. How close am I?
What do you mean by a steady stream of qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By a steady stream of qualified leads, I mean consistently getting contacts who are genuinely interested and fit your ideal customer profile, not just random names. This is important because it saves time and resources. Your sales team spends less effort chasing dead ends and more closing real opportunities. It's like having a well-oiled machine feeding your pipeline with prospects ready to engage. Does that match what you're aiming for?
Tell me more about saving time and resources for your sales team.
Absolutely. Saving time and resources means your sales team isn't stuck dialing endless numbers or sending countless emails that go nowhere. Instead, AI handles those repetitive outreach tasks, so your team can focus on meaningful conversations with prospects who are already interested. This boosts productivity, reduces burnout, and ultimately leads to faster deal closures. Plus, it cuts costs by optimizing how your team spends their time. Sounds like a win-win, right?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Great to bring it back. Many businesses today face challenges like limited sales bandwidth, difficulty in reaching decision makers, and inconsistent follow-ups that cause leads to slip through the cracks. Also, scaling outreach without losing personalization can be tough. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing? I'd love to hear more about your current hurdles.
What are all the ways limited sales bandwidth, difficulty reaching decision makers, and inconsistent follow-ups are affecting the business right now?
Those challenges can really add up. Limited sales bandwidth means your team might be stretched too thin, missing out on potential deals simply because they can't get to every lead. Difficulty reaching decision makers slows down the sales cycle, causing delays or lost opportunities. An inconsistent follow-up? Well, that's like leaving money on the table. Interested prospects might lose interest or go to competitors if you don't stay in touch. Together, these issues can stunt growth and frustrate your team. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missing out on potential deals and delays in the sales cycle impact your overall business goals?
Absolutely. Missing out on potential deals directly hits your revenue targets. Fewer closed sales means less income to invest back into growth, marketing, or product development. Delays in the sales cycle can create a domino effect. Longer cycles tie up resources and slow down cash flow, making it harder to plan and scale effectively. Plus, slow responses can damage your reputation, as prospects might see you as less responsive or professional. All of this can stall your business momentum. How critical is this?